Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, you guys. My name is Ja'Kai, and the show is called Stay Woke DC. Stay Woke DC. Stay Woke DC. Stay Woke DC. And our co-host is Nakaya. So introduce yourself, Nakaya.
Hi, my name is Nakaya. I'm a co-host for Stay Woke DC, and today's topics are about police brutality and
violence. So today.
You want to start off with a song or not?
Oh, well, today we better start off with a song by Queen Latifah.
You ain't a bitch, you're a hoe.
Welcome back to the Stay Woke Radio, and today I'm talking about violence. So today, I might be a little bit upset today because I'm talking about Antonio Dean, my brother, case about his murder situation. So on August 22nd, 2015, on August 22nd, 2015, at 2:51 a.m. in the morning. Antonio Dinkins, a 24-year-old, got killed. 24-year-old got killed at 2:51 a.m. That was my brother. I had to deal with that because it was hard for me to understand it because my brother had got killed 3 days after my birthday. At that, I was with my brother for 3 years. So it feels wrong that I can't have a brother who helped me with talking about boys and also have a father figure in my life. And it's kind of like hard because when you lose somebody that you was very close to, my brother was like my right-hand man and also was my best friend. But it's cool because that person, he wasn't found guilty, but I still know that karma is going to come back to him. And it's not that, just that you lose, he don't know how it feels to lose somebody that really, you really had with you. But now it's like, I don't do nothing. Like, it's just, I can't even go outside without looking down that alley up by my house without seeing him walk through the alley, come to the house. It's hard for me because when I see that, I cry. And also, it's just that when you lose someone, it don't hurt. It don't feel right because your half of your heart is empty. But this is how his case went down. You guys, on August 22nd, 2015, 2:51 a.m. So the person, I don't have to say his name, but he was 29, pleaded not guilty for 4 charges, including second-degree murder on Tuesday morning. He was being held without bail, but maybe transferred to another facility or a halfway house because the jail is too hot. He was charged with second-degree murder while armed for allowing theft for shooting Antonio Dane, 24-year-old, on August 22nd, 2015. He also was charged with possession of a firearm during a crime of violence, assault, and one count of obstruction of justice. His attorney, Dave Maxson, requested that the court set a trial date as soon as possible, while D.C. Supreme Court Judge Joseph Lopez managed to set a motion hearing for September 26th. That's the day of his trial. I didn't go because my mom didn't want me to go, but that's what I was saying. And his response and hearing for November 6th trial is tentative second for August 21st, 2017. So the trial is still going on to this day. So on August 21st, 2017, we have to go back to court to see what they're going to do. And that's 2 days after my birthday. My birthday is August 19th. So this year I'll be 15. So when I turned, and he was his, and then the family sessions of conference has been scheduled for October 13th, 2017. That's right around the corner. That's 2 months from now. So a lot from July, August, September, October. 4 months from now. And Maxwell and Assistant U.S. Attorney Paul Urquhart said that they believe the trial would take 3 to 4 days at the longest to complete. Urquhart cannot guess how many witnesses he would present at the trial. Max's
also requested to transfer his client out of D.C. jail because the living condition in D.C. jail, because they said the living conditions in D.C. jail are due to the heat. The temperature gets as hot as 100 degrees, and it feels hotter due to humidity. And the public, the purchase is located in Van Hill, Hill and Maxwell said. Lopez said he was recommitted, moving him, transfer him on August 22nd. August 22nd, 2015, the Metro Police Department responded to a report on a shooting at 1324 Stevenson Road, Southeast. Officers found Antonio Dean suffering from gunshot wounds to the head and the back. He showed no sign of life and was taken to the office of the chief medical exam for the District of Columbia, who ruled his death a homicide. MPD, Metro Public Police Department officers have found multiple 5-caliber shell cases as well as a multiple 9mm shell casing at the scene of the crime. Witness told the police that they saw that person pull out a gun, handgun, and pointed at Dean. The witness then took over inside a resident and immediately heard numerous gunshots. Afterwards, they saw him walking in a fast pace towards St. Stevenson Road. The witness identified after looking after scenes of the photograph. So that was the case about my brother. When he got killed, it's hard for me to talk about it, but it's going to be, I have to get through it to get it out of my mind. Because if I try to get it off my mind, it's not going to make me think that he's not with me. But he's not. And I think of it as like they said, my person who was protecting me is with my mom. But it's but my brother's birthday. He didn't make it to 25. We buried him at 24. So last year was his birthday on July 15th. He was born July 15, 1991. And it's just like, when you lose that person you love the most, you will feel that it's going to be.
It's okay. There's nothing wrong with, you know, feeling as though what you're sharing is hard for you.
It's hard to share because I lost my brother 3 days after my birthday. My birthday was August 19th. I'm thinking about the date of his death. He got killed. It's hurt because my brother just, before he got killed, he just had a newborn niece that was born. And my nieces don't have their father no more. Both of them. My firstborn, she really keep asking for her father, and we got to, something we have to say is he's gone. We got to say he's gone because we don't want her to know that he's not really here no more. He went to a vacation or something. That's not, we don't want a lot of her. But we're going to have to tell the second one that she's gone. But we don't know how to explain that he's not on this earth no more. But I hear you guys. You guys just killing each other for no reason. So my brother was just killed for nothing. And I really, to that person, I hope that karma come back to you because that wasn't right. My brother left 2 little girls on this earth without saying goodbye. But my co-host is talking about police brutality. So I will let her move on after the break of the song by August, Song Cry. I need a break.
Sometimes I get emotional when I can't seem to find the way I'm supposed to go. And I always look on people that I'm supposed to know. They be the main ones, well up in your face, but behind your back they hate. So I hope you know, you ain't the only reason I'm emotional. I feel so like water so that I can grow. Now I go with the flow, try to make a change, I need something more. I can't hold. Say a man ain't supposed to cry. Supposed to do, hold it all together when I think of you. When in my heart I'm thinking you were going too soon. May you rest in peace, yet I can't sleep. It's my point of view, got me in a state of mind, I'm so confused. I arrange our story, I can't lose. So what am I to do?
Sometimes Hello, everyone. I'm Nakai, and today we will be talking about a police brutality. Today, I was supposed to read an article about why people haven't been hearing about police brutality cases among black people, but my phone number is so. Hold on a second.
So we live. So while we're pulling up our references, you know.
I'm not pulling up. I got my.
Yeah, well, no. While we're pulling up our other material, you know, we got some other police violence. For me, police violence is, you know, okay. Go ahead, Nikai.
Okay. Today I will be talking about why more police brutality cases have not been in the news lately. More people killed in America by police, but Trump dominates headlines. So police have already killed about 300 people from January to June, and no one has been talking about it because they're too worried about how bad of a job our president has been doing in this community. Involved deaths is higher than any month in 2016, which is a problem. Among the deaths is Jose Navarro, a black male who was killed by an off-duty cop called by his neighbor of a commotion in his apartment. So what I want to know is why haven't this been in the news? Because I know that our president is doing more dumb things every day, but There should also be a higher awareness of why people are being killed in America more for no reason by cops who don't follow protocol. So I would like to ask my co-host a question. Cotton,
what's the question?
So why do you think these cases haven't been in the news lately? Over Trump.
I think that because they mostly worry about how, well, they said on the internet they try to get Trump impeached. That I think that they're not trying to help because they're not trying to worry about the cases, our cases, because half of them not paying attention to our black community, our black people getting killed by white police, black and white police officers. At that, they only think about him. They always show him, Donald Trump doing this, they not worried about us and it's the police killing us. They always show him in the news. No, that's not right for us to not see nothing about the police brutality about them killing us. So what's up with that? That's what I want to know.
So how do you think that impacts Black Lives Matter?
I think that impacts just because we're doing more riots because they not talking about it for real. Also, it's impacting Black Lives Matter campaign because our lives do matter. They not worried about us. They only worried about that orange-looking dude with the toupee on his head in office. That's not cool at all. So, let's ask you
your
question.
Yeah, I got another question for you. So, my other question for you. Oh, sorry. So, my other question for you is,
why everybody wants to whisper on the radio? Y'all are loud and rah-rah any other time, and now we're on the radio having a live show, and for whatever reason, we want to act like we are at the poetry moment. And I just want to know why we're doing
this. This is how I talk. I talk like this normally. I'm not loud. My question for you is, how do you think we as a black community can change that?
I think as a black community that we can change that by being a part of the Black Lives Matter campaign, also going to like places to protest about why they not showing excuse me, why they not showing on the news about police brutality, about like how many cases about police killing us and from January of 2017 through June 2017. They need to bring it together and protest and put it on the news about that. So that's what I'm thinking. Well, we need to get all our communities need to get together and be a part of the Black Lives campaign and protest about why they're not showing the police brutality on the news.
Well, I want to know if the Black Lives Matter campaign here in D.C. is made up of people who aren't from D.C. and didn't want to uplift D.C. leadership or talk to D.C. about their issues before they decided they were Black Lives Matter. Why is it that we should support them? Because, you know, everywhere we go, I am put in a position, and the Future Foundation as an organization is put in a position where we have to explain something that Black Lives Matter has done to Black people in our community, how they have violated, taken money from, done. And this is not, let's be clear, this is not the national chapter, but locally, that's what's going on here. So I really want to know, and this is just me as an adult, right? Because the only thing you can see on your phone is Black Lives Matter, and you don't see these other groups, these other grassroots entities, these individuals and organizers who've been doing this before there was a hashtag. How do you communicate the need to organize against the police and create community policing, but hold accountable this brand that bullies communities in mass? Because, like, we've seen them not show up to rallies or leave rallies, or
yeah,
we've seen it.
And then when they do come up to rallies, they act, they represent Black people.
They weren't there to clean up the street.
Yeah.
Y'all cleaned up bags and did 7 blocks. So I want to understand, and they were invited, from what I understand, I'm not too sure, but I want to understand when it comes time to create a community worth fighting for. Where is the place of what does it look like to reconcile that? Do we need a brand to fight violence?
Yeah, I think we need a brand, but I think we need a right brand. I think people only go to Black Lives Matter because it's there and there's nothing else. No, there's nothing else to really represent Black people, because Black people, we really can't represent ourselves in a way that people won't think that we're coming off aggressive, like if we or like sellouts or something like that. Because if one famous person just talks about it, they would think, oh, he's just saying this, he's just doing this, he with Black Lives Matter, and he don't really care because he's famous. Or if we go rally or something, we're labeled as criminals and not as real people and stuff like that. So I think that's why people go to Black Lives Matter, because it's still labeled as that, but people think that's the only way. And since it's there, they just use it for a go-to and not try to make things for themselves. Yeah, and that's what I was saying. But
I think we should, as our community, we should make a campaign instead of
going to Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, instead of going to a Black Lives Matter campaign and make our own campaign about the Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, to be honest, you haven't really seen them in the news. Like, it has been way more people killed. Like I said, it has been at least 300 people have been killed since January.
Because
in January and February alone, it was at least 112 killings.
And, like, about police brutality, especially when I got this example out of the Trayvon Martin case, when Zimmerman was pleaded not guilty of his case, but Trayvon Martin, was only thing he was doing was walking, coming from out the store with a bag of Skittles in Arizona with his hoodie on. He wasn't doing nothing. He was just walking, and he called his father and told his father that he feel like he's getting followed.
Did you hear the case of the boy
who got killed?
He got killed when he was coming from a party, and the police had he shot right through the window. He had no weapon.
I didn't hear about that one, but
But did you hear about the one when the boy who got killed and who died in police custody?
Freddie Gray.
Yeah, he got killed in police custody. My old teacher, Mr. McMurtry, my old history teacher, he made me do a report about that case, and I thought that case wasn't right because they was right there, like today's seafood, and right there, I think that was just wrong because that boy died. Yeah, he was coming out. I don't think he was going to be coming out of the store with a pack of Newport 400. The police won't tell him that he had, that they just locked him up. That wasn't right because that he wasn't doing nothing. He was just an innocent black
and
person.
Why do you think they engaged him for no reason? Why?
I think because he, I don't know, but at the same time, if that was wrong because he had nothing. He was just walking from out the store, getting a pack of cigarettes, smoking a cigarette.
Isn't that kind of similar to the Trayvon Martin case?
That's similar to the Trayvon Martin case.
And the Michael Brown case.
Yeah, the Michael Brown case.
Even if he did, like, they probably stole something from
You had to shoot him in his head. All thing you could do was just tell him to put his hands up. But y'all thought he had something on him, a weapon on himself. Y'all shot him in his head for no reason. Like, I'll tell you, these police officers is just getting off not guilty.
And you think it was this video Instagram, they was locked.
Come on.
It was this post on Instagram. They was locking this boy up for no reason, and the police that was locking the boy up, he hit him in his face. It was a black boy, and it was a white police officer, and the white police officer that was putting handcuffs on his arm came in front of him and sprayed him with the mace, and then the other police said, "Shut up, it's throwing him in his face." All
right, so I got another question. Do y'all think, not much of a question, much of a statement. I think, do y'all think that, like, you know how these things are happening? I think that these lawmakers who are quick to do all these other things but not actually help us and everybody else, like, do you think that a law can be made for police to stop? Because I know it can be.
I know it can be, too, because I know it's when a person has a, I know it's a right for the police officer to shoot somebody for when they have a weapon and they're about to shoot at the police officer. I know that, but I think it's a law because our innocent people out here getting killed for no reason. And I think that should be a law. And if they don't have an armed gun or something on them, or bring something at you, they don't need to. They don't have the right.
They're not supposed to engage unless it's actually pointed at you, because you don't know if that person is legalized to have a gun.
Exactly, have a.
Because to be honest, they the gun laws in America is not that. It's not really good.
Exactly, but at the same time, I think what's that word when they got a right to have a gun? Have a gun on them.
When they have a gun permit?
A gun permit. They can walk around with a gun. But if they don't have a government and they still got a gun, that don't mean if they don't pull it out, that don't mean you shoot them.
If they don't have one.
They don't have one.
In most of those cases, there is no gun involved. It's
exactly.
It's an imaginary gun. It's a phone.
It's a phone.
Some Skittles.
Or some Skittles. Or
it's a bag of chips.
Or a pack of cigarettes. Or Arizona. Really? Like, it's not cool for you to shoot us black people.
Yeah. And I got another question. Why do you think they shoot younger black people? Because it's mostly in between the ages of 18 and to 25. So why do you think that?
And then that 14, because I remember that 14
boy. Yeah, the 13 who had the BB gun?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He didn't have a BB gun. They was probably, you never know, they was probably in the community. In the community, they was probably, like, the little boys and stuff. They played with guns.
And I like to say another thing. Did y'all ever hear of that case of the white guy who went to a club called Cosmo or something? Well, he had a rifle. He was pointing at people. He was getting ready to shoot because he thought Hillary Clinton was holding people in that store. And he pointed it at every cop there. And they did not engage at all. They didn't shoot him.
They didn't do anything. He put the gun down, but he's still alive today. But that's what I'm trying to figure out. Why is
that person
being shot? Of course. They would have shot his own butt. Like, oh.
I saw a nutcase where a dude was running around with a gun in the neighborhood pointing at people freaking windows. They had the choppers and everything. I didn't see not one gun go off. Why do you think that?
It's a white person.
Exactly.
That's not right. If a white, they show them. That's why I don't like.
It's
that's why I don't. That's why me, my mother, and my sister, we don't tolerate.
Favoritism. It's called white. It's called white privilege.
And
it's real.
And it's called colorism and racism. Colorism is like that. You just showing favoritism. It's two different colors. We know we black and it's white. That don't mean you show favoritism to the white people and not kill them.
And the thing about racism, people know they've been racist. People are just afraid to be called racist.
Exactly.
That's honestly what it is.
But if it was a black, like, if it was me in the car, we walking out the store, we got a bag of, she probably got a bag of Tesla fries and a juice, and I got a bag of chocolate eclair and a fruit. And we walking out the store, and the police just come up and tell us with our hands up, and they think we about to get something out, getting a gun out of our back pocket. They shoot us.
Well, for real, because when I'm not even gonna lie, I swore a baton, and when I walk up to shoot my baton, every time the police would just ride by and just watch me. I'd be kind of frightened because I don't want one of them cops to stop me and be like, oh, that's a weapon, and I'm in trouble because what I'm gonna do? Because
It's
something that I fool with. What I'm supposed to do?
Where
I'm supposed to put it?
They say it's a weapon, but at the same time, if you a majorette, if you trying to practice for a competition that's probably coming up, why is you looking at it like
they don't care? They don't have no consideration for other people. That's what I don't get at, because most of these cops who kill children, they have children themselves. Put the shoe on the other foot. If somebody was out there killing Emily, you know you would go off.
And get next. That's what Trayvon Martin and the other people's mothers went through. So, but if the white event was on the other shoe, it's the other shoe on the other foot. And one of our black police officer killed
a white
young lady.
I've never seen a case for that. They would get life in prison.
Exactly. You would get life. Almost. Matter of fact, we would have got
five.
We would have got our badge taken. Also, we would have got a life sentence. As a matter of fact, a death sentence. We would have got killed in jail. We probably would have electrocuted or something. And
that's not fair.
That's not fair because that's not right for us.
Yeah,
that's not too real.
That's not fair because
it was this case of this white cop who killed this white dude. It was a case of this white cop.
White people kill white people. Black people.
No.
There's no such thing as black on black crime.
Yeah. So the white cop killed this white dude, but he was actually doing something to be killed. And then all you see on Instagram is, oh, see, it just don't happen to black people. It happened to white people too. But the white guy was actually about to kill him. And finally, the cop does the right thing and engage and shoots that dude before he gets hurt himself. And I don't understand why they go off on Instagram and be like, oh, yeah. See, it don't just happen to black. It just don't happen to black people. It happened to every race. Well, if he was actually about to shoot that cop, then what was he supposed to do?
Because exactly.
If I recall, the cases with the black people, they don't have anything. They're innocent. So how does that relate to that?
Some candy or something in there. Back to that case when the white man was about to kill a white police officer. They don't get nothing if they get life for killing a white person. But if it was a black person who had something to stop something in hand, they kill them and they don't get life. They don't get nothing. They still got their job. They still got a house. They're not in jail. Like, what's up with that? That's not cool.
Yeah, and I don't get the police, how this police force stuff happen. The police don't talk about any of this stuff, but when it happens, it's like, oh, the chief will come out, it's my serious apology. This isn't how we operate. This isn't how we do things, but It happens all the time.
Exactly.
And I think that's exactly how y'all do things. And if it's not how y'all do things, you need to send someone in there to probably train your people to
right.
not be racist, take biases and whatever you call it away from that. Because I know all cops will have them. Everybody has bias. Every cop has bias. Yeah, that's what it's called. Every cop has bias, but at least lower those and think about people's families. And before you just go and kill someone's loved one. Because if the shoe's on the other foot, you would not want anyone to kill your daughter, your son, your mother,
your wife,
your child, because they're white. And that doesn't make any sense.
Well, you guys, we're still going to be talking about police brutality. So, but yeah, going to break. So we got to turn on Shaq Legend's family.
Let the legacy we leave behind be one of value. Let all my niggas bow their heads with dignity.
Beat mechanic.
I want all shooters and I feel them. Only real niggas and
gangsta
I feel
grill shoot. The
gangsta
grill shoot.
Okay, so welcome back. We don't have much time on the show, so I'm just going to finish the show by reading an article about how many unarmed black men have been killed by the police officers versus how many whites have been killed by police officers. So police killed at least 102 unarmed men and unarmed black men in 2015, nearly twice each week. Nearly one in three black people
killed by police in 2015 were identified as unarmed, though the actual number is likely higher due to underreported. 37% of unarmed people killed by police were black in 2015, despite black people being only 13% of the U.S. population. U.S. unarmed black people were killed at least five times the rate of unarmed whites in 2015. Only 10 of the 102 cases in 2015 where an unarmed black person was killed by police resulted in officers being charged with the crime, and only two of these deaths, Matthew Ajabe and Eric Harris, result in convictions of officer involved. Only one of two officers convicted from their involvement in Matthew's death received jail time. He was sentenced to 1 year in jail and allowed to serve this time executive on weekends. Deputy Bates, who killed Eric Harris, will be sentenced May 31st.
Wait, that just came up. May 31st, it just came up.
That was 2006.
Oh, I'm
thinking
about 2009.
All right, I'm gonna read off some people who were killed by unarmed people who were killed by police.
White
Keith Childress, 12/30/15. Betty Jones, 12/25/15.
Christmas Day.
I know, right? Kevin Matthews, 12/23/15.
2 days before Christmas.
Leroy Browning, 12/20/15.
Dang, 5 days before Christmas.
Roy Nelson, 12/19/15.
Oh, no.
Oh, all of these people are unarmed, by the way. Miguel Espinal, 12/8/15. Nathaniel Pickett, 11/19/15. Tara Thomas, 11/18/15. Cornelius Brown, 11/18/15. Chandra Weaver,
11/17/15. What? That's crazy.
Jamar Clark, 11/15/15. Richard Perkins, 11/15/15. Stephen Tolson, 11/12/15. Michael Lee Marshall, 11/11/15. Alonzo Smith, 11/1/15. Yevins Saeed, 10/31/15.
On Halloween Day.
Anthony Ashford, 10/27/15. Lamontez Jones, 10/20/15. Rashawn Cole, 10/17/15.
Oh, okay.
Just scroll down. Oh, no, don't do that. You want to read something? All right.
Ooh. Head Peterson Brown died 10/17/15. Christopher Kimball died 10/3/15. Junior Prosper died, 9/28/15.
And let me say something. It's amazing that we didn't know any of these people died a couple, like
in 2015.
Yes, that's so wrong.
Keith McCallum, 9/23. McCall died September 23rd, 2015.
He do.
Ryan Weller, 9/7/15.
I'm gonna scroll for you because your finger like making it big. Wendell Hall, August 27, 2015.
Molly
Kristen Taylor, August 7th, 15.
Oh wow, he was only 19.
What?
That's it.
Troy Robinson, 8/6/15. Brian Day. Brian Day, 7/25/15. Mike Musabi, 7/22/15. Billy Ray Davis, 7/20/15.
He was from Houston, Texas. The police officer claimed Davis threatened him. So what? That don't mean kill him.
Samuel
Dubose.
Dubose, 7/19/15.
Police intentionally said that an officer pulled Dubose over for routine traffic.
They dragged him out the car.
No, it was a
Stewart, 7/17/15. Albert Davis, 7/17/15.
He was 23?
He was 23 years old.
Sandra
Bland, 7/13/15.
She was only 28. We already know her.
I don't know how to say his name. Salvador
Elderswood.
7/12/15. George Mann, 7/11/15. Jonathan Sanders, 7/18/15.
Victor
LaRosa,
the third,
7/2/15.
That's a lot of people.
Kevin Hunt Judson, 7/1/15. I'm about to say 7/1.
All right, and can I just say something? This is the 44th person we went through, and this is a whole ride. This is Spencer McClain.
6/25/15.
Kevin Baji,
6/20/15. That's sad, bruh.
Jamil
Crawford, 6/20/15. Back to back. Jermaine Benjamin, 6/16/15. Chris Jackson, I know, 6/15/15. On a moped though, Alan Craig went on your 6/13/15. He was from
South Carolina, Greenville.
Ross Anthony, 6/9/15.
Dallas, Texas.
What a cowboy is that, man?
Shut up.
Richard Gregory Davis, 5/3/15.
That's
right.
They got the daughter
in
the picture with
him. Yes, that's crazy. Marcus Clark, 5/2/15. That is sad.
Can I
mention
something real quick? Okay.
Lorenzo Hayes, 5/13/15.
D'Angelo Stallworth.
5/12/15.
Dejon.
Graham. 5/12/15. Brandon Glenn, 5/6/15. In Hollywood. He was in Los Angeles, California.
Do we have any DC guests?
No.
Let me see. Oh, what's his name? I forgot. It was a cable guy.
A dude
named Sterling something. I forgot. See, I forgot all about him.
He was killed on his
Sterling? Yes, he was killed on his motorcycle. I don't get that.
Oh, you mean Terrence Sterling?
Yeah, him. He got killed by the hospital or something?
No.
No,
he was riding his
motorcycle.
And the police hit him from the back?
No, the police, first of all, he wants to do this. He stuck his hand out the car and shot that dude off his motorcycle while he was riding it.
You're not supposed to do that. That's why.
Especially if he's not shooting back.
That's why they got a law now to this day that
if you see some, you, the police, when you see a police officer, you're not supposed to. I mean, when you see a person riding a motorcycle or a dirt bike or a four-wheeler or a moped, you're not supposed to chase them behind them because you can make them die. You can get, they can be in a coma.
That's not a law.
They just do it. And even if it was a law, you think they'd follow it? They don't follow the laws now.
Right. So we got 5 minutes before the show goes off.
Well, we got another song, and that's Make It Home, right? Make It Home by August.
Okay.
And we thank you all for taking the time to listen. And we will be back next Thursday. We want to thank our sponsors, the Future Foundation, Stand, Omni Media, and Made in the DMV, for ensuring that we are able to do what we need to do. And we're going to close out with some Erykah Badu.
Really?
Because, as the teens just said, everybody don't want to hear all this. Tune in to us, www.wheredoyoustand.com/radio. You can hear the show anytime.
Yeah.